If managed care is the wave of the future for Medicaid, then Medicaid parent organization needs to get a better grip on how states are performing. Medicaid dollars are largely administered by the states, but the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services doesn't have enough oversight of managed care programs. That's one finding from a look-see by the Government Accountability Office. I spoke with GAO's Catherine Iratani, Director of Healthcare Issues, to find out what's going on. So in your finding that CMS should improve oversight of access and quality in states' long-term services and supports program, this is basically money that originates from CMS, correct?
Medicaid is a federal and state finance program. So the federal government does pay for half or more of each state's program. So from that standpoint, yes. I think the majority of Medicaid spending is federal.
Yeah, so in other words, the government in this sense is looking after its own money that does get administered through the states on formula, but nevertheless, it starts with all of the taxpayers.
Correct.
All right, and what is the result? I mean, you said they should improve oversight of access and quality. Access to what, by whom?
Well, access to services that long-term care providers such as nursing homes or personal care attendants that might be providing services to individuals that want to remain in their homes as they age.
That is to say that probably the access in some manner is lacking in those particular states.
Well, access may be lacking for particular individuals. So what our report looks at is the extent that CMS is monitoring state programs and the extent states are monitoring individuals' access that are receiving Medicaid long-term care services.
Because a lot of states have their own oversight boards for Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes.
And so is CMS overseeing the overseers, or do they also look directly at the state programs?
CMS largely oversees the state's programs. And that's what our report focuses on, is what kind of information is CMS collecting from states regarding how they monitor beneficiary access and quality and what the findings of the state's oversight activities show. For example, are the states actually monitoring when beneficiaries are appealing decisions that managed care companies have made to, for example, deny or terminate or reduce level of services that they're being provided in different kinds of long-term care settings?
How is it that the amount or type of information that states are required to report back to CMS does vary state by state?
Yes, CMS, for these particular types of programs, determines what states will report on an individual state-by-state basis. So what our report found was that not all states were being required to report on some key variables that CMS really needs to understand, such as appeals and grievances, you know, when beneficiaries complain about the services they're provided. To make sure, basically, that states are doing their job in administering the program and ensuring beneficiary access to quality services.
Yes, and so there could be, for example, backlogs in some cases that would make it even less accessible to people if they do have that appeal and it takes forever to adjudicate that.
Correct. You know, there are all different kinds of things that states should be monitoring, complaints. Another type of information that states are required to collect is on incidents of harm or potential harm to beneficiaries that occur. CMS wasn't always collecting information on what those critical incidents, they call them, are in each of the states.
And what about this idea of the Managed Long-Term Services and Supports, MLTSS, programs? There are only a few states, 24 states don't have them at all. 22 states have them, and the remaining states are planning on them. How are they important?
Yes, well, Managed Long-Term Care Services and Supports, it's a way that states are now moving what used to be a service that was paid on a fee-for-service basis, long-term services and supports, to managed care plans. So they're contracting with these plans to provide the services. And so this is a growing in prevalence, these MLTSS programs, they call them. It used to be that in 2004, only 8 states were delivering services for long-term care through managed care. But as you say, now it's, about 27 states, if you count the states that were planning to implement such a system at the time that we did our study.
So it's really a way of rationalizing the spending on these different services by having it under a managed care type of system as opposed to just walk-in fee for whatever service.
Yeah, managed care is a system that can help integrate care from the standpoint of, providing a more system of care. But there's also just a fixed payment that is paid typically for services under managed care. So there's a need really to monitor the delivery of services to make sure that there is continued access to quality care.
We're speaking with Catherine Iritani. She's Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And so we've been talking about access, and then there's the issue that you just mentioned, which is quality, which you have also asked CMS to do a better job of monitoring. Does CMS have quality measures that apply comparably from state to state?
The quality measures can vary by state. Also, there's a lot in Medicaid that varies by state, and states are required to have quality measures, but they can vary.
From the CMS standpoint, then, even though a state could conform to its own quality measures, that may not be the same as what another state says when it has high compliance to its quality measures.
That's correct.
What are your recommendations here for CMS? You said improve oversight of access and quality when there seems to be such a pastiche of reporting mechanisms and levels of detail that the states are allowed to report back to CMS.
Yes, we've recommended that CMS take steps to identify and obtain information needed to oversee key aspects of managed long-term services and supports, access and quality, including things like provider network adequacy, so ensuring that there is an adequate network of providers available to serve beneficiaries, critical incidents, which are incidents of harm or potential harm to beneficiaries, and beneficiary appeals and grievances related to the care that they've received.
And the focus, though, is where you really want them to be is on these MLTSSs, these managed care types of networks through which the Medicare, Medicaid dollars flow.
Yes, Drew. And in our particular case, we're focusing on Medicaid. But yes, that's correct.